Welcome to the after show, warm101.3.com, or warm1013.com. It's Tony and Christy and Nikki. And I was talking about this earlier. Some things that people will give up if they could stay at home, work from home, which people are willing to take a 25% pay cut this
to not have to drive into the office. It's a far drive.
All right, here's some other things. Almost 40% would give up health insurance.
What?
Yeah.
Are people out of their minds?
36 would give up their 401k benefits forward.
Oh, like, okay, people, you've gone too far.
These people are stupid. Half would give up vacation days and sick days.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
Wow.
Some people, over 50%, will work an extra 10 hours a week. Okay? And my point is, why would you have to give up anything? The company's saving money.
Right?
They're not, you know, first of all, they could downsize their office, okay, which I don't want to be in commercial real estate for the next few years. Downsize the office. They don't need all the space, so less rent.
Yeah.
And they don't need, you know, you can work from home. You don't have to use the office computer and all of that stuff. You shouldn't have to give up anything. I think it's foolish to even broach the subject. What
exactly
would you give up?
That's
crazy. Now, you know, it's tough for you to work at home, Nikki. You need a green screen.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the other aspect is if you work at home, does it make it harder for your coworkers?
Right.
So for me, it makes it more difficult for everybody. So it makes sense, you know, coming into work. And I actually like coming into work, you know, breaks it up.
Yeah. What's the matter
over
there?
Yes, when you work at home, it makes it more difficult for me. Just so you know. And Nikki's right on. It does make it more difficult for many of your coworkers.
I knew someone was clearing
but
their throat for some reason.
But I don't know that anyone else cares about that.
No.
Besides
no.
Nikki.
Oh, I always, you know, whenever my coworkers have to do something on my behalf, I'm always like, oh, gosh, I always feel so bad.
Because you're a woman. Tony does not feel bad.
Hey.
I can guarantee
he earned it, Kristen.
There you go,
that's
baby.
That's what he feels like.
There you go.
I earned it.
Yeah, I earned it by putting up with you for 20 years.
Oh.
So putting some space between us is not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal.
We don't call it vacation when Christy goes. It's time away from Tony.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Even he wants to get away from himself.
Exactly. Oh, believe me. Believe me, buddy. If I could, I would. Sometimes. What's that song that Bruce, I'm so tired and bored with myself? I think that line goes through my head a lot. I have to be honest. It's like, you know, because, listen, one of the funny things, the nice things about our business is when people meet us, they're happy to meet us,
yeah.
You know, for some reason, because we come into their homes, it's wonderful, and they always ask about, oh, so this, and you answer because it's polite, but it's like, I'm bored with myself. Can we talk about you?
Yeah.
You know, really, I love my gig. Don't get me wrong. It's a great gig. I see those things on Facebook. You know, if you were doing a dream job, what would we be doing? Well, it's this. Okay.
Right.
But I'm that Springsteen song. I'm so tired and bored with myself. So, but I understand. It is fun. So what else?
Oh, what else is going on? Oh, Nate last night. I just posted it at the Warm Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Nate got the award last night. They give it out to if a kid does exceptional in practice. He was at football practice in Spencerport, and he got the award, the GOAT Award.
Oh, snap.
They put a little tape over the little wrestling award thing, like fake wrestling belt.
Oh, my goodness.
That's GOAT.
That's awesome. Over the wrestling belt. That's good. Why buy a new belt? Just give him that belt.
Forget it, yeah.
That's awesome. That's really funny.
A lot of people are asking, what's a GOAT Award? It's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah, you do hear it, but I don't realize how many people don't know it, because I showed the picture to my mom, my sister, and they're like, what's that?
Well, it's funny, because back we used to say, you know, are you the hero or the GOAT? And the GOAT meant the guy that screwed up. Now they've changed the meaning of GOAT. The greatest of all time, which, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should put that on. Should I put that on
especially
the Warm Facebook
for
page?
Our warm listeners.
I'll put it in parentheses,
greatest
of all time, because people may not understand that.
Might not be a bad idea for the time being.
Maybe I'll edit that for a minute.
So, guys, you guys know I love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to plan a girls trip, which you also know is extremely difficult when you're dealing with like a dozen other women.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work for me. Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't want to go to Costa Rica. I want to go to the Bahamas.
Oh,
my goodness.
These are first world problems, baby.
Total first world. So now I'm running into this, and this is a very valid point. We probably shouldn't book anything that's not refundable.
Good point, especially now.
Right? I'm looking for a trip this October, and I'm like, dude, I don't know if the country might shut down again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going anywhere just yet. I really got to be honest with
you. It's got me thinking, like, oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, my sister's getting married in Florida, and Florida is a hot spot right now.
Yeah.
Again, how far away are we?
For what?
For the wedding.
2 weeks.
Yeah, you're
not. Oh, my gosh.
You're not
going. Oh, my gosh, Christy.
You're not going to the wedding.
Not even 2 weeks. What is it?
You're not going to the wedding.
I think.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I don't think they're going to, you know, shut down states.
Yeah. No.
I feel like we can stay here in the U.S. So
right.
You probably
can go. Oh, she's still doing the wedding.
But any point, why would you go to Florida now?
That's she needs thing. To go with an N95 for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You should get one bedazzled.
Her friend just got back from Florida, and she warned her. She goes, I'm just warning you, no one wears a mask.
Yeah.
Like, no one.
Which is why you should.
Yeah.
Yipper. Yeah. Get it, look, bedazzle it with some like fake diamonds. I'm telling you.
Oh, there you go.
It'll be so good.
Give it to her as a wedding present.
Something new and shiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would not be traveling right now, Nick. I got to be honest. I think I did say a story yesterday that vaccinations are going up because people are getting scared now.
Yeah, I hope more people who've been on the fence will take the leap.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got mine, you got yours. We didn't get sick. Nothing bad happened to us. I don't know anybody some people get some reaction, of course, but it's like, this is safe. I don't understand it. I don't understand the hesitancy. We're getting rid of, it's killed 600,000 people.
Well, you know what I think will get a lot more people on board is if it gets the full FDA approval, not just emergency use.
Yeah.
So that scares a lot of people that this was push through quickly.
It was very quick.
And so if the FDA could kind of speed that up a little bit.
Yeah,
right. You know?
But you're going to get the people to say, oh, they're just saying that now,
Oh, yeah. Some people will never believe in it, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
you guys ready for a corny joke of the day?
Let's hear it.
I love eye jokes.
Okay.
The cornier, the better.
Okay.
The cornier. The cornier, the better.
Eye jokes, I get. Oh, jeez.
Who told you that one? Which kid?
Oh, man.
The little one.
Oh, man. That's
he's
awesome.
Funny. He tells you a lot of those jokes, huh?
Well, you have to use them on the air and on the podcast.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Of course they don't, yeah. I love eye jokes. The cornea, the better. Very cute.
So
with that, I think we're done here. Bye.
Bye.